morning the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be.
Welcome back. Welcome. If you're just joining us, my name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Medium Media Radio Network. Maybe I'm trying to be a medium and predict the future. Who knows? It always works better when you participate in this great conversation. And that's what we're all about here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking and taking this first hour all about Donald Trump's inauguration this morning. Having recently been in Washington, D.C., and recently in both the White House and the Capitol, it was ironic is maybe the I don't know, most restrained word I can come up with to describe this image of Donald Trump standing in the rotunda, the place where insurrectionists, whipped into a fury by Donald Trump himself, interrupted the peaceful transfer of power 4 years ago, plus a couple of weeks. And just in case you missed this, spouses of congresspeople were not allowed in the rotunda, but the billionaires, their spouses were. So you had billionaires' family. They were right behind Trump. And then some of the cabinet members sprinkled in there. And then everybody else, like the actual elected officials, faced the dais. So lots of interesting and complicated imagery going on. But let's jump into some of the rich sound from today. Pun intended, y'all. Oh, by the way, also no governors in the rotunda. They were all in the overflow room, which this is just the billionaires. Yep. Line up the donors and the Miriam Adelsons and the Elons and the Jeffs, Bezoses, all that jazz, put their wives right with them, their wives and spouses. But you know, you Congress people, your plus ones, they're in the overflow room. Governors, chief executives of states, nah, overflow room. And Donald Trump's rank and file supporters, yeah, y'all can go down to the hockey arena down the block and sit in the cold. You know, heat only for the donor class, apparently, at the Donald Trump inauguration. Okay, let's jump in here. First, it probably the most notable slam coming out of the inauguration speech. This is Donald Trump attacking his predecessor in very clear language on his way out. And keep a listen to where this goes about the hurricanes, and then we're going to take the next cut also about the LA fires, because he doesn't just offend Joe Biden or insult Joe Biden. Let's let the words speak for themselves. We're going to do 1D and then 1E right away, Curdy.
As we gather today, our government confronts a crisis of trust. For many years, a radical and corrupt establishment has extracted power and wealth from our citizens while the pillars of our society lay broken and seemingly in complete disrepair. We now have a government that cannot manage even a simple crisis at home, while at the same time stumbling into a continuing catalog of catastrophic events abroad. It fails to protect our magnificent, law-abiding American citizens, but provides sanctuary and protection for dangerous criminals, many from prisons and mental institutions, that have illegally entered our country from all over the world. We have a government that has given unlimited funding to the defense of foreign borders, but refuses to defend American borders or, more importantly, its own people. Our country can no longer deliver basic services in times of emergency, as recently shown by the wonderful people of North Carolina, been treated so badly. And other states who are still suffering from a hurricane that took place many months ago. Or more recently, Los Angeles, where we're watching fires still tragically burn from weeks ago without even a token of defense. They're raging through the houses and communities, even affecting some of the wealthiest and most powerful individuals in our country, some of whom are sitting here right now. They don't have a home any longer. That's interesting. But we can't let this happen. Everyone is unable to do anything about it. That's going to change. We have a public health system that does not deliver in times of disaster, yet more money is spent on it than any country anywhere in the world. And we have an education system that teaches our children to be ashamed of themselves in many cases, to hate our country despite the love that we try so desperately to provide to them. All of this will change starting today, and it will change very quickly.
Okay. There's a lot there. First of all, packed with a bunch of lies, insulting every single rank and file firefighter and an emergency responder that has given of themselves in both the LA and California fires in response to the hurricanes that our country has experienced. No mention of climate. And no mention of the fact that he tried to get rid of the ACA, I don't know, like 75 different times. You'd say our public healthcare system isn't working well. Well, what's the plan, Donald? Or is it more concepts of a plan, sir? You talk about public education and making people feel ashamed. Since when is confronting history something that necessitates shaming? And for him to say such a thing in the Capitol Rotunda, on the day that we all celebrate the great legacy of Dr. King, is really pretty incredible. We got to take care of a little bit of business on this side, and I'm going to come back to some of Donald Trump's statements in this inaugural about race, about gender, because I think for a lot of us, the stuff that he says is, if it wasn't so gosh darn dangerous, it would be laughable in its utter tone deafness and stupidity. My name is Maggie Dawn. You can join us at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We're going to take some texts and calls when we get back and continue to take some of the sound from this cold day in hell, Donald Trump's inauguration as the 47th president of these United States. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. More to come after these brief messages.